Chapter 17. Russ appeared bad-temperedly from under the edge of a cloak that served her as a blanket.
Oi, drumface, pack it in, will you?
Rub-a-dub marched over, his fat face wreathed in morning smiles. Placing a plate of hot food in front of the half-awake squirrel, he brought her cheerful features right up to her nose.
Boom, boom!
Tammo and the rest of the column laughed, spooning down an early breakfast of barley meal mixed with honey and hazelnuts. Sergeant Torgok did a very good imitation of a motherly female.
Come on, sleepyhead, rise and shine, the morning's fine, the lark's in the air and all is fair, the day's begun, look, there's the sun.
Midge Manycoat skipped about like a dibbon.
Oh, Mammy, may I go out and play? I'll pick some daisies for you.
Torgok's voice dropped back to that of a gruff patrol sergeant.
Sit down and finish your breakfast, you useless little ormadorm, or I'll have your paws pickled for a season's hard marching.
Wiping his lips on a spotless white kerchief, Perigord buckled on his sabre and flexed his foot paws.
Listen up, troop. We're marching due south. Exercise extreme caution out on the flatlands and keep your eyes peeled for vermin. When the blighters have recovered their nerve, I wouldn't be surprised if they chance another crack at us, what?
Equipment was packed away into haversacks and weapons were brought to the ready as the sergeant harangued them.
Right, you heard the hovsar. Form up and stir your stumps now.
Grasshoppers rustled and bees hummed about early flowering saxifrage in heathers and the sun shone boldly from a sky of cloudless blue. It was a glorious spring morning on the open moorland. Tammo strolled along between Russer and Pask. The squirrel had her stick, and both hares carried loaded slings. Up in front, Perigord conversed easily with Riffle, though his eyes roved restlessly over the landscape.
Pretty clear tracks, eh, what? Seems they ain't bothered about covering their trail, I'd say.
Maybe they'll twy something when we reach that wacky-looking hill up ahead.
The Major kept his eyes front as he answered.
All that little outcrop to the left. Down, troop!
An arrow zipped by them like an angry hornet as they threw themselves to the ground. Lieutenant Morio bounced up immediately.
Just one of them, sir. There he goes.
The sniper, a rat with a bow and quiver, had broken cover and was racing toward the rock-rifted hill. Perigord sat up, his jaw tight with anger, as he saw a rip the shaft had torn on the shoulder of his stylish green velvet tunic.
Just look at that! The blinking cad! Drop the blighter rock!